Corrections to the August 5th and August 26th minutes.
Do they?
If not, a motion to approve.
So moved.
Any, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Eric? Good morning.
Morning, everybody. So first request for bridges, requesting authorization to create a Newcomb Road Bridge Capital Project, requesting authorization to enter into the agreement with the New York State DOT for design right-of-way incidentals, and then requesting authorization to appropriate those funds for initial fund design and right-of-way incidentals.
This is one of those deals where we share the cost with DOT?
Correct, yep. 95% of the cost. This year they awarded two projects to us, actually, which I'm going to get into the next one here shortly. So that was nice. We were successful in this one and the one that I'm going to present here shortly.
Is that going to be a two lane or a single lane bridge?
Two lane.
Two lane, single lane now, isn't it?
Lane and a half. Yeah.
Lane and a half.
Kind of what you're driving.
a car and a buggy, right?
Yeah.
They probably don't allow any bridges to be replaced with a single lane bridge anymore, do they?
Not unless there's some sort of historical significance or something, mm-hmm. some weird.
Yeah, like the Wood Road.
Yeah, weird mm-hmm. deal going on.
Okay.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any further questions, discussion?
How much money are we talking?
Yes, what's the amount on that, Eric?
5.2 million is the amount awarded. 95% of it will be funded. I don't have an actual.
When you say 95% will be funded, from what source?
It's a combination. All of it comes through state DOT, but it's, what was it, 85% feds and 10% state DOT, balance. Something like that. But all the money comes from state DOT.
I think it's called, what, Marcicelli? Marcicelli.
That's a good place for
some
it.
Some of the newer members may not be aware of that.
So I do have a number here. I apologize. It's 276,000 would be our portion that we're looking for.
Okay. Any other questions? We have a motion.
I'll move. I think we did it. Yeah. I thought we did it.
Yep. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. Carries.
Next items for County Road 15 Bridge, requesting authorization to create a County Road 15 Bridge Capital Project. Requesting authorization to enter into an agreement with New York State DOT again to fund the design, and also request an authorization to appropriate the funds for the initial fund design in the amount of
$219,000. I'll move it.
A second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Are these like two-year projects?
This will be in the same season, same year, right? Once this last one is... not a full replacement. It's a full deck replacement and some other parts of the bridge, but so it should be a little bit easier, a little less involved. But that's what we could fit to get them to approve both projects.
Newcomb is complete rebuild, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
Flood response update?
I've got some bid. Do you want me to do that first?
That's the next item on the agenda. Bids.
Okay. So we sent you guys, were you able to get the email with some pictures and just some rough costs or where we were at with stuff as far as progress with what we addressed? Did you folks get the email?
Yeah.
Yep. So our main routes that were hit, a lot of you are familiar with this, was County Route 31, 14, 119 Road and Short Bridge, County Route 21, and then again, the Harder Road Bridge washed out in the back same spot. We mobilized people immediately, as the spreadsheet and stuff kind of shows you what progress we took and how many marked areas. We deployed our engineering group right at the first day, pretty much, to go out and ping GPS coordinates of all the damaged and FEMA related issues that we knew we had to have points on, which gave us a good read. So when Homeland Security did come out and do its tour with Todd and the rest of the folks, we were all in agreement with that stuff. Right now, as it stands, County 31 is open. 14 is open up as last Friday. We're still doing some work on that, but we're in the road, out of the road with flaggers, so we could get some assets out of there and move them somewhere else. 119 bridge. Some of you folks may have seen that as well. That's buttoned up and cleaned out in operation or open. We were able to open that up a little bit wider down below with access outside the stream. County Route 21, there was some housing down below at the base before you go up to the swale that was impacted heavily. We're still working on that. We pulled the silt off from the road and stuff we could reach and replaced it with gravel for the folks, established new drain lines, and putting a bunch of additional pipe in to put the water where we want it, in fear of this happening again. Harder Road Bridge, as explained, the backside closest to the Wheatcrafts home was washed out. Again, that was filled within a few days, backed and opened back up and secured for those folks as well. We still have a ton of work ahead of us. I don't want to use the word minor stuff, but minor compared to what I just kind of went over with you, rough. Ditch establishment, shoulder work, still culverts, plenty of culverts we have to clean out all over the county. And we're going to have to take some different approaches as we can't get in there with equipment. And some of those culverts, is the height and elevation so high, we're going to have to use something smaller. So it's going to involve a little bit more. With the storm stuff that we've been dealing with, we just started back up today, putting our bridge guys back on their scheduled bridges so we don't get behind on that for this year. So they're buttoning up the two bridges we have left for this year, as well as tapering off some of the road guys, strategically picking based on what we have scheduled coming in for road work to also button up before year out, because the storm put us behind just a little bit. As far as FEMA, we spoke to FEMA, Chris Murray. She's the Homeland Security liaison. They're validating and submitting to the governor's office to declare this thing. Hopefully it hasn't come through yet, but she made it known to us that we're looking possibly this week or next week to hear something on that.
Yeah, we should know this week. It appears that all the damage thresholds that are required for a federal declaration have been met, but that was a communication that we got, like Eric said, last week. Hopefully we get the formal approval, and then the governor will request that, or the president. So hopefully we get that this week.
That would be good.
Yeah, because we're running out. They have 30 days. So
yeah,
we're getting closer. It's getting closer.
That's scary.
So how soon can we see some funding from them?
It depends. I mean, we're anticipating the funding. I mean, realistically, a year, maybe. I mean, Todd knows better than I, but
that's what I was thinking. A year plus.
Yeah, maybe longer, year minimum, once we establish the projects. We're still obviously working on stuff from the previous one as well. So that kind of gives you a time frame. And that's been what, 3 years? 3 years. So kind of gives you an idea. But we have got a bulk of it. Obviously, you guys have seen some of the funds come across. But yeah, it's a process, a heavy administrative process at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
On both sides.
This has got to be a big hit to your budget, Eric.
It is. You folks transferred some money for us to operate out of to do what we need to do this time. So a little bit different approach. Todd and I were, you know, discussing how to address some of the stuff. Do we open it up and just get stuff opened, or while we're there and we've got the stuff mobilized and we're under the emergency standing with DC, do we place rock and do stuff that we wouldn't have been able to get in and do before? And that's the route we've taken. We've rented some additional equipment. We brought a contractor in this time as well for other projects. So it's allowed us to kind of complete stuff as we've gone, instead of just, getting it partially opened up and saying, wait till the next one.
And just so you're aware, I did sign an extension of the emergency order on Friday, just to give them the flexibility for newer legislators. An emergency order allows us to waive procurement and things like that. So when they need additional rock, when they need a contractor with, specialized whatever, right, we can get that going. It all, we obviously report it back to you at the end, but we did continue it because it's slowing down, but they are still doing work. It's probably the last time we'll extend it because they're good for 5 days. But we wanted to give them at least this week to be able to continue and with what they're doing.
Could you give us an update on what county roads are still closed?
None. They're all currently open.
Okay.
Biggest thing is the other big deal. Jeff Parker luckily had an open PO with. So locally, I reported you folks that we couldn't get big rock locally anymore. Jeff had some on the shelf, so to speak, locally, and he was able to get some of that. So in conjunction with that, and then we met another vendor quite a ways away, Waverly area. So they're trucking from Waverly, and those folks alone have hauled close to $250,000 of stone for us in a few weeks. And just to put in perspective,
but just and talking to Eric and Todd, the price we're getting for that large rock out of Waverly is actually really, really reasonable.
It's less than the bid. It's not less than what Parker got his for
right
locally, but that was because his was established way earlier, and he went to Dolomite. Yeah, he went to Dolomite and asked if they're going to continue blasting and breaking big rock for us now that they had all this tabletop rock that they made him come get. And they said, absolutely not. Involves another portion of a type of a machinery, which I didn't quite understand, another type of crusher to break it down to get it to the size so it's manageable. So now they're anything that's big, they're not wasting the time. They're just putting it off to the side for Parker, and they're processing, it seems like, smaller aggregate. And that's why we can't get it locally anymore. So we have to source it elsewhere.
So where'd you say it was coming from?
Wayne. Yeah.
I saw truckloads.
Waverly, I'm sorry, Waverly.
I saw truckloads go through Hornell
The other day. Yeah, Waverly it's coming from.
Okay.
And the state has obviously some contacts and have bought up a bunch of stuff too locally, or what they've had. So whatever they're getting theirs from, I think some of it's, we're running parallel with them on as far as product. So it's been a tough one. The stone, the big rock's been the tough one. We knew that before the storm.
Yeah.
So that's something we're going to have to deal with as time goes on.
I'd like to commend the department for the responses they've done, because I know you've been getting a ton of phone calls and you've been addressing those as quickly as possible.
And thank you.
You've done an excellent job.
Yeah. Thank you. And I would echo that. They've done amazing. And I have talked to the chair. We are planning, you know, want to give everyone time to breathe, but for first responders, sheriffs, fire, law enforcement, DPW, we want to do some kind of more formal recognition, maybe October, fall kind of thing, once everything settles down, because there's a lot of stories that maybe some of you have heard, but it was pretty harrowing for all these folks. So do that at another date.
The guy on the excavator cleaning out that debris by the bridge, he has a lot of intestinal fortitude to be out there with that.
Yeah, he's got some nerve. Go ahead,
Jack. Yeah, no, I was standing on the bridge when he was operating, and I said, I can't watch this anymore. I got to go. So,
expecting him to be
fully. Yeah.
Okay.
Real quick, just another update while we're on Smith Hill Road Bridge. Some of you may be wondering, bearings are finally setting today, and the beams are going to be set Friday, assuming there's no problems. We had a delay with the bearing company. It's been industry-wide. It didn't matter where they get them from or if they changed midstream or tried to do it. The contractor finally got on the provider, and they came across. So the bearings come in. Some of you may not know. I didn't know this till I started in public works. But the bearings come in. Then we order them. Then they have to go back out to the DOT to get inspected and tested, which seems silly to me, but it's how it works. And then they come back to us, and then we can have the contractor install them. But that's just a tidbit of information for you.
Okay. Ice control bids.
Yep. Recommend awarding the lowest bidder, New Enterprise, in the amount of $8.50 a ton. Last year's a little bit down. Better pricing. Last year's lowest bid was $8.80. So that's good.
Okay. Now that's FOB from the plant. Talk about each one of these separate and we'll cut them all together.
You want to talk about them separate, or you want to put them all together? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Fred. There's only two.
Talk about them separate.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Because you've got others delivered to the county shops and then delivered to the town sites and so forth. Any questions on any of those? Okay. And then you want to talk about the pump refurbishment?
Yeah. So there's two major pumps up there. This will give us our spare one. When I first started, we were assessing the leachate plant, and it's a critical piece. They're good sized pumps. So now this will allow us to have one rebuilt on the shelf so we can plug and play. But so we're recommending awarding to the sole bidder, Corrosion Products Inc., in the amount of $36,169.
Okay. Any questions on that?
That's a brand new one.
No, it's refurbished.
Refurbished.
That's all. I'm sorry.
If, to think what a new one would cost.
Yeah. Oh. I have a correction to make for ice control on the bottom. Lisa just caught. So it'd be multiple awards based on FOB plus Steuben County's DPW trucking costs. That needs to be in there.
Is that on all three pages of that one?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So that'll be a multiple bidders based on cost.
Yes. Cost, okay. Pricing and location for coming.
So line item, award line item basis or what?
Multiple awards based on price and location.
So all three of them.
Yes, please.
Any other questions? I have a motion to approve all of these bids.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carries.
With the flood, can you get in the creeks to straighten things out a little bit? Or?
Yeah, within reason. It was kind of based on convenience, Bob. So if we were, for example, if we were on 31 and there was a feeder creek coming off, or we're on 31 itself, the main one, we opened up what we could open up within the restraints of the DEC. They've been very good with us, I would say. We met with them. We had a Zoom, them and Mr. Parker. They're allowing us to do what we need to do as long as we get them documentation of what we've done and kind of have a rough idea, which Andy Barbato is working with with Jeff on that to give them a follow-up as details as far as what we have done, just because we didn't have time to do it at the present, so to speak. But yeah, so feeder creeks, place we can reach, trees.
And we've communicated because we've had that question from town supervisors in the areas that are impacted. And my understanding in speaking with Jeff and Eric and Tim and others is if it's to remediate damaged roads or bridges that we can get in, so we can get a little farther up to remediate, you know, but we can't go in because we got requests, you know, down farther downstream where there was no road or bridge damage and we can't authorize them to do anything.
Correct.
We are working with DEC. I mean, we've talked about it a lot. I saw, you know, the chair has talked about it to try to speed up the permit process to allow them to get in. And I know Jeff is working on that. Eric's working on that. But as long as it's related to the storm and to damage that actually happened or repairs, then they've given us that flexibility.
A lot of it's trees.
Yes.
It's amazing to see the amount of just dead debris, dead trees that end up bottling up these culverts and everything. Oh. And we've had some conversations with NYSEG because talking with DOT and others, when NYSEG, you know, does some of their work up in the hills to clear lines, they don't remove the...
Yeah, they just drop it.
Drop it. Mm-hmm. And... Yeah, eventually that's gonna, if it's near a waterway or enough water comes through, it'll create its own waterway with that stuff coming down. So we've actually had discussions with NYSEG and some pretty terse discussions with them about when you're doing these things, remove the lumber as you cut it down.
Yeah, the streams themselves, there's so much gravel that's filled into them. We can't get in there and do something with that to open them up.
Yep.
Basically, we haven't been able to get in the creeks and clean them out
right
since Pataki left office.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When he left office, that all stopped.
Yeah.
So they're filling up and flooding all over.
Well, the governor said she would address this. We'll see.
I hope she does.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Eric?
That's all I have for you guys today.
Okay. Anything you have, Jack? If not, motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.